Tony, tough enough trip coming to the home of an informed side, but disruption early in the piece made that even more difficult for you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna for 1 second make out that was the difference. They were good today, Huddersfield, and deserved their win, but it was difficult. We lost, I think we've made 3 subs in the first 10 minutes, and not ideal. Lost two outside backs in that, so disrupt your team. And But Huddersfield played well and went on, and they smelt blood in the water and they took advantage of it and played some really good stuff.
So let's check in on both Gary Wheeler and Joel Monaghan, the players who went off the field. What's the situation with them?
Yeah, Gaz has got a bruised heel. He had an injection at half time and tried to get himself back out there because he knew we were pretty desperate at that stage, but. He just couldn't put any pressure on it, so we'll have to get that checked out. And Joel's tweaked his knee somehow. How severe it is, we're not sure, but it's just unstable at the moment. So we'll get him scanned in the next couple of days. Hopefully, not too severe on both those boys. But we've got a few other bumps and bruises and dead legs and, a few bruised egos as well.
And Darryl Clark as well pulled up hobble in second half and you took him off the field. Precautionary?
Yeah, to some degree. He needed to be replaced. He couldn't continue, but we're hoping that it's not too severe. I'm hoping it's just a dead leg, that one. And, we've only got a quick turnaround this week, so we'll see if he'll be able to back up again. But, we've taken a few knocks today in all sorts of ways, but, on the scoreboard as well. So that's probably the hardest one to take.
And I guess that disruption in the three quarters... evidenced in terms of what Huddersfield did with you and both their wingers coming up with 7 tries between them.
I thought they scored some fabulous tries as well. There's some really well worked tries and Denny Brough was the orchestrator of most of them, but their edges were having a field day there today on the back of Denny, and I thought they were really played well, and they look like a team that's really confident and in good form at the moment and playing consistently both home and away.
And for you to concede 9 tries, that's not the normal Warrington Wolves formidable defence we've come used to seeing in recent years. Has that been an issue throughout the season?
Oh yeah, we've been conceding way too many points this year. We want to be up near the top of the defensive board, leaderboard, but unfortunately we've been way off that. So. Yeah, no, we're making some adjustments accordingly in the long run, but you've got to deal with the short term as well. And today, I just thought we were really soft defensively. We just didn't, get amongst the opposition and put them under the pressure that they need to be under if you're going to come here and compete.
Nothing to play for, I guess, apart from a league place or two for the last couple of games of the season, or is there? Where do you go from here?
Oh, no, there's always something to play for. Pride, personal pride, and you're playing for your jersey and playing for your team and your town. And yeah, so there's a whole lot. I don't go along the lines of you only try hard because there's a trophy in the mix. You try hard each and every week, so we're going to try hard for the last 2 weeks and hopefully... finish the season as strong as we can, possibly can.